The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. The San Jose Sharks Audio Network presents The Teal Report. Here's Dan Ruzanowski.
From SAP Center at San Jose, one more mountain to climb in this schedule. Game 82 tonight between the San Jose Sharks and the Edmonton Oilers. The Sharks have had three pretty competitive games against a top team like Edmonton. A 3-2 overtime loss in Edmonton on December 21st opened up the schedule. Then on April the 3rd here at the Shark Tank, a very tight 3-2 loss. Then on April 11th at Edmonton, another close game, a 3-2 deficit late in the third, and an empty net goal against to make it Edmonton 4 and the Sharks 2. San Jose would love to get that one victory against the Edmontonians tonight, not only for themselves, but for their fan base that supported them so long. They've got a 10-game winless streak heading into tonight, and they see their opponents have 99 points on the year. Moreover, Connor McDavid, who will play tonight, also has 99 points in the individual stats. And Ryan Warshawski says that not only would it be good to see those numbers stay static, it would also be good to see the Sharks' regulation loss number stay at 49.
It sure would. It would be nice to get another win, you know, and I think we can go into the summer feeling a little bit better about ourselves, with ending on a high note. And I think it comes down to our habits and continue to preach them as a coaching staff. So we build off that into next year. But we're going to leave it all out there. We haven't given up all year, and I don't expect us to give up tonight.
For Noah Gregor, it's an opportunity to once again show this staff what he can do and leave it all on the ice.
Yeah, exactly. Nothing to save it for. Got a lot of time here now. No, when you're done with the game, you want to look yourself in the mirror and say, I worked my hardest and showed out for our team and hopefully give the fans a nice win tonight.
Macklin Celebrini wants to have a really strong effort to end the campaign with a good crowd expected tonight at the Tank.
I hope we have a good crowd and that they're loud because we're going to try to end the season on a high note.
For a veteran like Marc-Edouard Vlasic, it's pretty easy to ask him if he's seen progress with this team because he's been through all of the ups and downs for 19 seasons with the club. And Vlasic says progress is easy to see.
It is. Obviously, we'd like to make the playoffs sooner rather than later, but there's a great group of young guys on the back end and up front as well. Thrunner, Shaq, Kags, and then up front you got the Smitty, Mack, and then some other young guys as well.
How about that? Vlasic over 1,300 games and 19 seasons, all with only the San Jose Sharks. He reflected on that a little bit this morning.
I love playing here. If I didn't enjoy it, I wouldn't have played 19 years here in San Jose. Love the building, love the fans, love the city. So I'm happy I've been able to play that long.
Every Shark is beginning to assess what they did this season. William Eklund, who's had a fine campaign and a step forward in his career, talked about how he feels he's progressed.
Yeah, I think so. I hope so, think so. I think I'm a more confident player now. I know my game. I know my game works. And, I'm just trying to evolve my game even more. And next year, I'll be an even better player.
How much did Will Smith learn this season in his first year as a pro?
A lot. A lot. I told you at the beginning of the year there's going to be ups and downs, so obviously the start of the year was tough with losing, and personally I wanted to be better, but besides that, I think at the end of the year it went up, and I'm just going to stick with it.
How about Macklin Celebrini? Did he learn more than he actually thought he was going to learn at the start of the year?
100%, I think. I mean, you never know it all. I think just every game, every couple months, you kind of reflect and you realize how much, or I realize how much my game has grown, and I think just realizing that every moment, every situation, every game is a little bit different, and sometimes you get put in the same situation twice, and if you failed before, you should have looked back, learned from it, and if you put that in the situation again, you should do better.
Celebrini also talked about how much he's seen the team grow this year and what to expect in the future.
I mean, I think with all the roster changes you see in here, we've done a really good job staying in games, especially here late. We're still battling. We're still in almost every game, and I think that's a credit to the guys in here. And I mean, we want to try to win every night, and hasn't happened the last 9 games or 8 games or whatever. But I mean, gone to a couple overtimes, gone to tight final minutes. So I think it shows the kind of guys we have in this locker room.
The Teal Report will continue from SAP Center right after this on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. From city streets to open highways, Toyota's legendary reliability is built for every road ahead. Right now, get a low-cost lease on a versatile 2025 RAV4 Hybrid. Or shop the industry's best lineup of hybrid SUVs with a 2025 Grand Highlander Hybrid and stylish 2025 Toyota Crown Signia. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Offers end 4/30/25.
The Stanley Cup Playoffs Bracket Challenge is back.
Oh, yeah, baby!
And now it's time to take your shot. Face off against family and friends and see if you can predict this year's playoffs.
McDavid shoots and scores!
Can you pick the perfect bracket and claim the ultimate prize? A trip to a 2025-26 NHL event. Sign up today for a chance to win exclusive prizes at nhl.com/bracket.
Hey Sharks fans, what is a Sharks favorite washing machine setting? FinCycle. But seriously folks, PG&E and the Sharks want you to know that washing your game day jerseys and other clothes in cold water can save you up to $40 a year. Want to discover more ways to save energy and money? Check out PG&E's series, 7 Saturdays to a More Energy Efficient Home, at SavingsActionCenter.com.
Hey everyone, Adnan Virk here to talk about our great podcast, NHL Unscripted, with Virk and Demers.
Jason Demers here. After playing 700 NHL games, it turns out I have an opinion or two. Whoever's saying trade one of them, you don't know anything about hockey.
I'm on the bandwagon. I'm rooting for this team.
With new guests every week, we will talk about hockey and more.
Can't wait till you watch the movie, because it's the biggest award of her career.
He went into the cheetah exhibit, and the cheetah took a piece out of him, and he came into the ring the next day.
Tune into NHL Unscripted with Virk and Demers on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
He scores!
The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
Because Connor McDavid is in the lineup tonight, Connor Carrick, who was recalled from the American Hockey League's Bakersfield Condors, will not be able to play because of salary cap considerations. And so, the Oilers will dress 12 forwards and 5 defensemen for this game. Coach Chris Knobloch says that the energy, in spite of that, has been very high in anticipation of the playoffs.
Everyone's, I think, the eyes on the playoffs and what we're going to be doing. And obviously, we want to finish off in a high notes and put in a good performance, and I think it's so important. We've been saying this for the last week or so, is just good habits. Going into playoffs, we don't want to make sure that, you know, that we are winning as many games, and obviously we're putting in a fight to get home ice advantage, but it's ultimately rounding out our game and playing well so we are in a good position when playoffs start.
Some key players like Leon Draisaitl, Jake Walman, and Matthias Ekholm are out of the lineup. However, Knobloch says that Connor McDavid is in, and he'll be giving it his all.
He is playing tonight, and, you know, I don't think it's a milestone or hitting 100 points. I'm sure it would feel great. But I think in Connor's mind, most important thing is getting ready for the playoffs and doing everything he can so he's at his best. You know, if he hits 100 points... I'm sure that'd be great, but I think the biggest picture is just getting ready for the playoffs.
Scott Hannon and I will have the call of the last game of the season at 7 o'clock Pacific time with our Sharks warm-up program, followed by play-by-play, the San Jose Sharks and the Edmonton Oilers. We truly appreciate the fact that you've tuned in all season long, and we look forward to servicing you all summer long with lots of great programming. Until then, I'm Dan Rusinowski. That's the Teal Report for today.
For the complete Teal Report and more great Sharks content, go to sjsharks.com/listen.